You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Prepare your eyes. It's time for Viewmaster on 95BFM Breakfast.
Morena Latia, how are you this morning?
Morena, I'm bright and sunny today.
It's pretty lovely out there, yeah. Eh?
In a positive mood.
Love to see a bit of sun in the city.
Yeah.
Getting ready to go to some good gigs tonight?
Yes, well, gigs plural, maybe.
Maybe.
Gig one.
Definitely.
Yes, singular. Yeah, definitely. Yeah. One.
Excellent. And you've been watching some telly. What's been on your viewing schedule this week?
Another local show, Dark City. Wait. Dark City the Cleaner. I don't know which way round it is, or it's like the Cleaner Dark City. But I'm just going to go Dark City for this.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool.
New local crime, murder, detective drama.
Okay.
Christchurch.
I was going to say, which bit of the country are we talking about here?
Yeah,
is this Brokenwood?
Gothic, yeah. Gothic Christchurch. Yeah.
Okay. And what's the premise?
So, a serial killer, Joe, who kind of moonlight, well, he's a cleaner by day, kind of very sort of ordinary, introverted man, and the Christchurch carver by night, where he murders quite brutally women. But he works at the police station, so he's like sweeping and vacuuming, and
classic,
you know, Robbie Mungaseever is, you know, the detective trying to figure this out, but he's there doing all the killing. But a copycat killer comes on and that sort of, you know, sends him spiraling, like who is doing this, and he tries to get onto that. At the same time, Chelsea Florence, who plays, can't remember her character's name right now, is sort of just as nuts as he is, and she traps him and is like, I've been following you and how you've been murdering women. And
whoa!
It's very balls to the wall, quite literally. If you've watched it, you'll know what I mean by that.
Okay.
It's like, yeah, it just kind of, it starts off a little bit, you're kind of like, okay, this seems quite tropey, like in terms of the cliches.
I was
like,
going to say, everything you've said so far, I'm
1980s.
Like, and works at the police station, and there's a copycat killer, and there's a broad with an agenda, you know?
Like, and he's got a mummy issues, and like, it's very, it's kind of like, oh, this is very 1980s, like the killing woman, a bit like la 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 la. But then I think it plays into that cliche to kind of lure you in, and then it hooks you with something kind of a lot darker and funnier, and I think more interesting. Only the first two episodes are out, so I'm curious to see where it goes into. But Colin Holloway is the lead, and people will not, like, he's a very familiar face in local film and television. I don't know if he's had a lead, like a prime time leading drama role on a TV show, to my knowledge, but he's, yeah, Joe, and it's very, it's pretty gruesome in some parts.
Wow.
It really goes there. Yeah.
I feel like Colin Holloway is one of those people who's often holding it down. He's often, he also is a really good comedy actor as well. He's very funny.
Yeah.
He's one of the hunters in Hunt for the Wilder People, eh? Is that right?
Yeah. He's in like, I think like most New Zealand films.
He's
in
everything.
The last 10 years, you can be like, oh yeah, he was in like Power of the Dog and everything. And he is really good in this. It is a dark comedy.
I was going to say, you said it's funny.
It's funny. It is a dark comedy. And it is entirely, well, thus far, from his point of view.
So interesting.
So it's based on a novel by a New Zealand author, Paul Cleave, who wrote the books, and it's been adapted into the show. It is voiceover, like that really interior monologue, which I don't like as a device just generally, but it does sort of minimise, I think, from the second episode and hopefully a little bit further. I mean, I think you can get past it, but it is an interesting kind of, I guess, expository character device, because it really, you are in his head the
interesting
whole time. Yeah,
there's been such a fad of that type of serial killer storytelling of recent years. Interesting that you say a serial killer called Joe, because I was thinking immediately about you, which I've never watched.
It's Joe. It's something very like Joe or John or
in a monologue.
Yeah.
But I think what is interesting and what looks kind of fun about this is, as you're saying, there being this kind of weird comedy to it. Also, I think New Zealand television does have this ability to do these stories in a way that feels a little bit bizarro in a good way compared to perhaps some of the very straight crime shows that you get coming out of the UK or America especially.
Yeah, the vibe's not, it's not as sort of, and it is unnerving, but it is still quite funny. Mm. And it's a bit, it is a bit bizarre. It's a premium drama. Like, it got funded at the end of COVID. It's you know, it's a big production. It's, and you can tell, I think Duncan Grieve reviewed it and he was like, this is a really good show where you've paid, clearly put money into it, and they've put on a really good production.
I am excited. I mean, we'll see how funding and stuff goes, but I'm excited for more shows like that to be able to exist, because I was talking about this with a friend when, what's the great drama that was set in Tasmania with the lesbians and the serial killer and all of that great vibe? Madeline Sami's in it.
Oh.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I do.
Deadlock. Got there. Yeah. And I was talking about it with a friend and they were like, I want to see that budget on a New Zealand show, because that would work so well with the type of stories we tell here. So
I know, it's sort of, you know, like, I think I was saying the other day, it's like we've got this breakthrough, I think, of really interesting, quite original stories, and that are actually quite well funded and unique and really good, just as the industry implodes.
Yeah. Oh, joy.
So it's going to be interesting to see what happens, but it's like we've got some really good stuff and really good talent, and I hope that we can salvage, I don't know.
We need investment in it, yeah, in a really big way.
That's it literally, yeah.
We need people to get behind our artists and let cool stuff get made across the board. Yes. You know, let cool stuff get made and let that cool stuff get overseas as well,
totally.
You know?
I think this was for international audience as well, this show. So
cool.
Yeah, I think it's intended to go offshore.
Exciting. Well, I'm looking forward. You sold it to me and I'm squeamish as, so I'm definitely going to watch this.
Watch out. Yeah.
I'll have my hands. I'll be peering through my fingers, yeah. I reckon. Remind us of the name of the show.
Dark City. It's on Neon.
Nice. Oh, Neon. It is Dark City, The Cleaner.
The Cleaner. Dark City, The Cleaner.
I just had to check that as well.
Sky Original.
Excellent. Sky's doing some cool stuff.
Also, they're doing something now that I think they're putting some shows on where you can watch it for free.
Ooh.
I'm basing this on an ad I saw on like the gym TV, so it could be wrong.
We'll take your word for it. Sounds about right.
I think they're doing something. Yeah.
Excellent. Hey, thanks, Latia. We'll see you at the gigs tonight.
Yeah.
We'll catch you next week. Thanks for watching some telly for us.
Bye bye. Viewmaster, only on 95BFM.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.